The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Okay, so good evening. It's lovely to be here and to be sharing the Dharma together, to be exploring and investigating. So we'll begin with a sit. And for this period which we're practicing together, can you bring your attention, your awareness, to what it feels like to be sitting here now? Just the sense of being embodied or present here, as opposed to somewhere else where we often are in our minds. And as I often say, sometimes when we first sit down to meditate, what might be obvious is the pressure of the chair or the cushion against our body. And that can be a good place to start, where it's easy, where it's obvious. Just feeling the connection, the groundedness with the chair or the cushion, or if you're lying down, wherever you're lying down, on more parts of your body, feeling the support, the effects of gravity that holds us down. And then as you feel into the body, feel embodied, might become obvious that the body is breathing. Allow your attention to rest there, with the arising and falling of the abdomen or the chest, or perhaps feeling the air going in and out of the nose. It wouldn't be surprising if the mind were filled with thoughts. Most likely you've been thinking all day. And that's what the mind does. Think thoughts. But for now, we're going to place our attention on the sensations of breathing. And when you find yourself lost in thought, Doesn't have to be a problem. Just very simply, gently, begin again. Can we just rest and place our awareness on those sensations associated with breathing? Maybe a stretching, maybe a collapsing, maybe just a vague sense of movement. Expansion or contraction. Again, if we find that we're not on the sensations of breathing, the mind is elsewhere, in a kind-hearted, warm, gentle way, can begin again with placing our awareness on the sensations of breathing. And in this simple, relaxed way, when the mind wanders, we just begin again. It doesn't matter how often, how many times the mind wanders. It's of no consequence for us right now. We just begin again. then what would it be like if you were to make a commitment of some sort towards staying with the breath? Still being relaxed, but not being complacent either. Just setting the intention to be with the breath. And in some way, feel what it feels like to put a little extra commitment or resolve or determination or something along those lines to being with the breath, or if you're using a different meditation object, to be with that object. Is there a way in which to make a commitment, a resolve, that is warm-hearted and caring, not overbearing and not punishing? But as a support for practice. What would it be like to have some stick-to-itiveness also with ease? is there a way to have some commitment, stick-to-itiveness, perseverance, in a way that also has ease? This is part of the art of practice, is finding the balance between stick-to-itiveness and ease. Maybe it's not only the art of practice, maybe it's part of the art of life too, finding this balance. It's not necessarily easy or straightforward, but it's worthwhile to set the endeavor. Is there a way that I can bring ease as well as some perseverance? I can bring some warm-heartedness, open-heartedness, as well as some determination. And may we bring these qualities not only to our practice, but to the world, so that we can support and serve and help others in a way that makes sense for us, but in a way that brings some open-heartedness and spaciousness.